Look, we've got to inspire people, I think, including legislators, to come. There's some good folks. Let's just say this, too. There's some good folks who are working in Albany. There are some folks who have, in a couple dozen cases, notorious cases of really egregious corruption. And so when you look at the economy, you look at corruption, and then you look at education, I think we need a whole new direction in education. I think that there's a lot can be done in the state to bring people together to forge a new direction in New York State. So you asked the question, what must be done? Well, you know, somebody like myself, not widely known outside the Hudson Valley, maybe parts of the Capital District, and I guess, you know, just outside my congressional district, there's a lot I would need to do to get better known. And one thing I have is a work ethic. All my life, I've worked very hard. And, you know, I recognize that I would have to start early. I mean, this is one of the reasons why you know, I've even said at this point that I'm interested, although I haven't made a final decision, is because I recognize the challenge. This challenge is like no other challenge that I've seen before. 20 million people in this state, many, many media markets. Voter enrollment of over 2-to-1 for the Democratic Party, which makes it tougher for myself, a Republican, to win, but not impossible. I think you have to start early. You have to build a grassroots operation. You have to raise the money, and then you have to be disciplined to go out and find the voter coalitions that will come out to support. I think it's there. So, you know, we're continuing to look at this very extensively, and I would say stay tuned.
So if you get the nomination, could you beat Andrew Cuomo if he decides to run?
Yes. Yes.
You think he's vulnerable?
He's vulnerable. And look, you know, you look at my last election, I'm in a congressional district that President Obama carried both times, in 2008 and 2012. In 2012, he won by over 6 points in my congressional district, and I was outspent by over 2-to-1 this in 2014, and yet I won by 30 points. The New York Times, hearing about this possibility that I could prevail in a circumstance like this, sent a reporter up, Michael Barbaro, and he did a lot of research in our district, wrote, a very extensive piece that appeared in the New York Times on the 30th of October of 2014, and he documented that I was getting significant bipartisan support. And that was reflected in the exit polls and also the results with the 65-35 win. So, you know, I think that I have the model that if I can gain enough traction across the state, that we can absolutely defeat Andrew Cuomo.
And where is Andrew Cuomo's vulnerability?
A number of levels. Really on a personal level, I think he's perceived as a bully, somebody who has not treated people right. I also think that the perception is out there that when someone doesn't fully support him, that he'll hold that grudge and certainly try to even that score. And I think that that is part of his personality, perceived anyways, and, you know, I think leaves him vulnerable. And then I think he's made some poor judgments, too, just in terms of education, what he did there. I think he got way out in front. We didn't even include the stakeholders in that reform. How could it be that we didn't include teachers and administrators in a substantive way before we advanced in such an aggressive manner on Common Core? I think that was a big mistake. And even, quite frankly, on the issue of safe and secure, Alan, we may even disagree on this, but I think safe and secure is an absolute issue. I know there's some presidential candidates who say stuff happens. I totally disagree. I think the first function of government is to protect its people. I just respectfully would say that gun control does not work. Because why? Because you're targeting law-abiding citizens. I think that if you want safe and secure, you address three things. One is mental health. Let's recognize that the major issues we've had in Sandy Hook and in Colorado and in Arizona and in California, these are issues with individuals with psychosis, individuals who are hearing voices. We need more robust mental health support. I'm a co-author of a bill in the Congress that addresses these matters. I'm on the Congressional Caucus. My wife is a licensed clinical social worker. I get the benefit of her counsel on a regular basis. So mental health. The second thing is we have to do better as far as the relationship between law enforcement and our communities. We need to support law enforcement. Law enforcement needs to understand our communities. I applaud my sheriff in Columbia County who won a grant to actually study this and to do better. And he's looking to recruit from our minority communities and to better understand the culture and the signals in these communities so that we can diffuse potentially dangerous circumstances and enhance safe and secure.